Welcome aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River, located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. You have a boat in that size, you want to get on the St. Croix River to enjoy the beautiful St. Croix this summer, give us a call, 651-439-2341. You can check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net, or give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. We'd love to have your boat at our marina, and it's hard to think about it right now with temperatures hovering below zero, but someday we're going to have great weather, and you're going to want to be out on the river. So, and if you don't have a boat, I know a guy that that sells boat, and he's going to be right with us here. John?
Hey, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Our website, which features some really nice boats, is tetzloffyachtsales.com. Contact number 651-214-9463. We have an office at the Stillwater Marina, and we have one in Miss Corey's Marina down in Prescott. And we have a great Facebook page. You can check that out. And I'm going to spell my last name for you because it is that kind of hard one to figure out. It's T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F. And again, that website is tetzloffyachtsales.com. And we are looking for some nice boats to list. We've got about 103 right now. I'd like to get that number up there a little bit more. So but we do have some great boats on the website, so check us out. Eric, how's it going?
Oh, we're freezing up here. I know that you're kind of in a warmer spot than I am up here. I know, like I think I had mentioned before the show here, that I had about 11 degrees below zero on my way here to the studio. I know that it's quite a bit warmer probably where you might be at right now. And we're expecting snow come showtime here. I was told that we're going to have 2 to 4 more inches of that great white stuff that we all love, right?
Oh, yeah. But, hey, this is Minnesota and Wisconsin, and that's the way it goes. We're going to get some snow, but, you know, pretty soon we're going to get that warm weather, and folks are going to be on the river in their boat and their slip at Wolf Marine. They're going to have the air conditioning on because it's going to be too hot outside.
Yeah, let's just hope so. But, yeah, and that's one thing that this weather will do. It will push the people to think, you know, of spring fever. And once that spring fever hits, boy, things are going to take off. And I know I've mentioned it before. Some of the slips are running low in inventory. So, you know, don't delay on this. If it's something that you're wanting to do, if it's something you're thinking about doing, give Ashley a call, who is our office manager down there at the marina, and give her a call. 651-439-2341. Don't delay. You don't want to be the guy that's got his boat that's sitting on land that unable to use it because he doesn't have a spot to put it and enjoy it on the St. Croix River.
There you go. And, yeah, like you mentioned, I mean, there's that anticipation over the winter. You know, like down in Florida, they're in the water year-round. To me, I think that would get, I don't know, maybe a little, we take it for granted a little bit. This way, you know, we take the boats out of the water, we winterize them, we shrink-wrap them, and then all winter long we're thinking about them, and then we want to get them back in the water so we can get on them and use them. I think it's a great situation we have here. Otherwise, you know, a lot of these folks wouldn't be living in Minnesota. I think they love this situation.
Well, and the change of seasons also. I mean, it's ideal. Like, you know, everybody's anticipating a great summer, so everybody's raring to go come spring. You know, the lot itself will be loaded with people working on their boats, polishing them, and getting them prepared for the hopefully a long summer. And then, of course, we do have the summer where everybody loves to be out on their boat and enjoying them. And with that, we do have the change of seasons once again and coming into fall where we have the beautiful colors. And it's probably my favorite time of year, probably the most work for us also. I mean, taking these boats out and cleaning them up and getting them prepared for winter, that's a lot of work for us. But it's definitely one of the nicest times to be out on the river. You know, it's usually somewhat peaceful, not as many boaters, and the beautiful colors and that. What a great time to be out there. But I think we all have a little bit of spring fever here going, and we're really looking forward to a hopefully not too late of a spring. Last year was kind of late. This year's not looking good for an early spring. I know that there's been times where At this time of year, we have been thinking about putting some of our work boat stuff in and you know, busting a little ice or whatever with anticipation. But, you know, I've had my guys out on the ice now for, you know, a couple of weeks. We're trying to get some equipment that's it froze in the water right now, busted loose. It's supposed to go on a job down south. And I know that they're running a 20-inch chainsaw, 20-inch bar on it, and there's many spots they can't even get through the ice. So, you know, at this time of year, it's not looking good for an early spring for us, but we're hopeful.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that we can do about it. Mother Nature will take its course, of course, and we'll just have to follow that course. But, again, I think, you know, I sold a few boats here over the winter, and I know those folks are really anticipating getting them in the water and using them. But the other thing is, I think that, you know, when they're, you know, when folks call me and they want to sell their boat, I really want to stress this. This is going to get a little off subject, but that we were just talking about. When you want to list your boat, you know, you really have to make sure that boat is as clean as can be. When you leave it, if you're using it and you leave it for the, you know, for the weekend, clean that thing up. So when I step on it, maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and show the boat, that thing is looking good. And that does not prohibit you from cleaning your engine compartments and your bilges, anywhere you can see. The cleaner you can keep those areas, the better chance that when folks get on that boat, they're really going to like that boat, maybe make an offer.
Yeah, and it's probably, like you had mentioned, one of the most neglected areas of a boat, and it's usually the first place that I go when I buy a boat is I lift up that hatch cover and check out the engine compartment, so on and so forth, and that gives me an idea of how well the boat's been taken care of. So, you know, that's it's an important part that people sometimes overlook.
Yeah, yeah. And just clean as you go. I mean, you know, if you spill a little oil, you know, wipe that stuff up. If there's some water in your bilge, get down there and, you know, get a wet back and vacuum that out. Open up your other bilge areas in the, you know, in the interior of the boat and you know, keep those things clean, keep the pumps clean, because everything you do to make that boat look better is a better chance that someone's going to look at that boat and say, you know what, this is the one for me, and then they'll ask me where they can bring it, and they can bring it right over to Wolf Marine, baby.
That's right, and we'd love to have them. And you had mentioned probably the most important tool that I have ever used and continually use on a boat is a wet vac. And yep. like you had said, you know, get in that bilge and keep it clean. And a clean, healthy boat is good for the environment also, and it's something that people don't think of. So I do sell these oil absorber pads, and then sometimes they call them bilge pads or whatever. And, you know, that really helps to keep the bilge clean, and it really, when it comes time to selling it, or even, you know, just to keep a good, open, clean mind on it, you know, I open the hatch covers, look there, and nothing better than a clean bilge.
And it makes you feel better, too. Even if you're not going to sell your boat, eventually you're going to sell that boat. So just get in the habit of keeping it clean, you know, keeping it, you know, as free of litter as you can. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that sits around, and I know it's personal stuff, but, you know, people come on your boat and they'll note this stuff, and then down the road when you're going to sell it, they'll remember what your boat looked like. And if you have a reputation of keeping your boat mechanically running sound, looking good and clean, you're going to have a better chance of selling your boat quicker, because, I mean, you get the rumors out there that, you know, this guy does this and this guy does that and this guy doesn't do this. It gets around because, you know, it is a small community.
Oh, absolutely. And I know in the past there has been a time or two where I've been sitting on the dock and somebody's bilge pops on, and of course you get a small oil slick out there, and that's not good for anybody. That you know, it does not look good for the marina. It certainly doesn't look good for the boat owner, it's not good for the environment. So, you know, get in there, clean them up, get them ready, not only if you're just looking to sell it, but just for a peace of mind for yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, I can recall many times seeing bilge pumps go on when I'm just walking by a boat, and out comes the oily, greasy water, and right away I think, boy, there's you know, somebody's not keeping their engine compartment clean, or maybe there's an issue in there. And you know, mentally I take note, and I'm, you know, like everybody else probably does, especially the folks that are on the dock with you. So just take your time, clean as you go, clean it up, keep it nice, And then, you know what? It makes my job easier when I go to sell your boat for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and it's a lot more impressive for the, you know, if I've had a few times where, like you had mentioned, where the bilge comes on and you have a might have a small slick or something, and I'll tell you what, the people on the dock will let you know about it. So
yep.
you
oh,
don't want to
sure.
be you don't want to be that person on the dock where everybody knows that you know you've got something going on in your bilge. So keep it clean.
Sounds funny. You got something going on in your bilge. but you know, I know in the past, folks used to swim in the marina because of a fine guest we've had on our previous shows. We know that you can't swim in your marina.
No,
not safe. Yeah. Yeah, electric track drowning is huge, but I think most of the marinas now have signs up and are making their you know their tenants aware of the potential hazards of doing that.
Yeah, and like you said, swimming is prohibited in the marinas. You know, occasionally you're going to see somebody that isn't too familiar with the electrical shock drowning hazards, and you'll see them swimming off the back of their boat or whatever, but. Again, yeah, all our ramps are marked with you know the ESD hazard signs, so it reminds our boaters that hey, you know, you probably shouldn't swim off the back of your boat when it's sitting at the dock. You know, there is a hazard of it, and most of the marinas, I know we do for sure. We have a monitor that occasionally we'll throw in the water just to check to see if there are any hazards out there, and hopefully. All the marinas should have them. I mean, they're relatively inexpensive, and it was designed for pools, but it works good in the marina environment
sure.
also. So, you know, there's been an occasion where we've had some indication of stray current, but overall it's been pretty good. And, you know, there's been other places, too. I know there's marinas that are next to us, small marinas that are next to us that we'll throw it in next to – you know, next to their boats and check them also. And again, on occasion, we will have an alarm sound on somebody's over there. But for the most part, the marinas are pretty good. But nevertheless, we can't have that chance of having somebody hurt or you know, die from some kind of a stray
sure.
current.
Yeah, and that brings up the other concern, too, is that when you are out of the marina and you're swimming around your boats, you know, we had a guest on a while ago, Courtney Godfrey from Fox 9, and she had that incident where she had to have her foot removed. And we're going to have her on as a guest again. You know, she had that concern with insurance not covering certain situations with folks that are on the boat. So she's going to be on the show. She's going to come in and give us an update on her. You know, she's trying to get that taken care of with the insurance industry, but I think it's going to be a tough ride for her to do that.
Yep. And we are coming up to the end of our first segment. Again, my name is Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. We do rent slips. All of our slips are rentals. We don't condo anything, so it's not going to cost you $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 for a slip. Give us a call if you're interested in getting on the St. Croix River, 651-439-2341. And John?
My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I'm a boat broker with an office in Stillwater and one in Prescott, Wisconsin. TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463 is the contact number. 651-214-9463, and we have a great Facebook page. There's a lot of good information on there, and hey, we'll see you on the other half.
Yeah, stay tuned to The Killer Bee at 95.9 for more of Tetzloff Yacht Sales and Wolf Marine, or I guess we should say Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marina is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Welcome back, everyone, to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales, one of the only boating shows in the whole country that talks about boats and marinas, and we're very proud to be on the Killer Bee here and have our show. My name is Tetzloff, or John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Again, our website is tetzloffyachtsales.com. Check out our Facebook page. We're located in Stillwater at 575 Main Street North and Miscroy Marina in Prescott. And to tell you the truth, we are looking for another broker to work out of the Prescott office. If someone's interested maybe in starting out part-time and going in full-time, or thinking that, you know what, they need a major change in their life and they want to go full-on at full-time, give me a call and we could definitely talk about it. Looking for somebody with a little background in sales and boating and, you know, do the basic background checks. But anyway, I would love to talk to you. And I'm out of town, so usually on my starboard side is...
That would be me. I am Eric Wolf, the co-owner of Wolf Marine. And again, Wolf Marine is a family-owned and operated marina on the St. Croix River. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. And I rarely give the proper address, and maybe I'll do that right now. It's 514 Alder, A-L-D-E-R is how it's spelled, Street, and that's east in Stillwater, Minnesota, 55082. Again, our phone number is 651-439-2341. We do have slips for rent, especially if you have a boat in the 40-foot range, 35, 40s. I think I might have 150 left. I know that the 50s are kind of a hot commodity right now. So if someone is in the market for a 45 or 50-foot boat that they need to get on the St. Croix River, I certainly have room for it right now. But we'd really like to have you. So, you know, give us a call again, 651-439-2341. John, do you have any boats in that size that maybe we could throw in there?
Well, you know what? If folks would check out TetzloffYachtSales.com, I have to say that because that's my website, and this is Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales, so what else am I going to talk about? Anyway, I do have many boats that would fit in there, a lot in that size, and they would definitely look good there. And I also have to mention, Eric, that we have a dock that we're allowed to use there in the summer that I'm able to bring some boats that I have for sale, put them on the dock in the water so folks can kind of walk by, check them out, and we can look at them. And in the water, they always look better than on land, although on land isn't bad, and I'm not going to say that's bad either.
Nope.
But in the water, they always look good. And then you guys, you know, if they buy the boat from that sales dock, you guys can work out a deal and get them a slip too, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's a huge advantage. Having a boat in the water for sales is really a large thing also, you know. You really get the feel of the boat, you know. You get on the boat, you feel it rocking, and it's always nice when it comes time to take it for a test drive. You know, the boat's there and ready to go. So, you know, if you're looking to sell your boat, get it listed with John. Get it at our marina here, and hopefully we can retain the new owners to get a slip with us. That's kind of the idea of that, and enjoy that beautiful St. Croix River.
And I just kind of want to go over again how that works with sea trialing and offers and everything. Because a lot of folks, when they want to look at a boat, they'll either call, email, or when they're on the boat, ask me to fire up the engines and take them out for a spin. Well, first of all, I don't own the boat, so it's kind of hard to do. Second of all, I can't give everyone a ride that wants to take a ride. Boats are a little more complicated than cars, and again, I go back to the fact that I don't own the boats. But the other part is that the owners of the boat are always very comfortable knowing that I'm just not going to fire up, you know, two engines, an engine, a generator, air conditioning units, just for, you know, maybe potential tire kickers. Although I take everyone with respect, you know, as far as clients go. So the only way that that's going to happen is if they make an offer, it gets accepted by the seller, we have a deposit, and in that offer, again, that offer is going to be contingent on surveys and sea trials. So we're going to fire up those engines. We're going to take it out for a ride, and that's part of the offer. And, you know, if something comes back negative on the sea trial or the survey, work it out with the seller, we get it taken care of, and make everybody happy.
Yeah, and that's the important part of having a survey also. I mean, the average person jumping on a boat, it, you know, may look great, might be exactly what you want, but a survey will, or should at least, out any problems that may occur or it might have at the time. So very important if you're buying a boat to have a qualified surveyor take a look at your boat and you know, look to see if there's anything that that's wrong with it and let you know. And that might reflect in a you know, negotiations for the price of the boat.
Yeah, if anything negative comes back, there's several ways to do it. You can just say, hey, all right, seller, please fix it, or B, let's take a reduction in price, and the buyer will fix it, or worst case scenario, they walk away, or like you said, they just renegotiate the price. So very rarely do I have people walk away from a deal. We always get things to work out. We want everybody to be happy on both sides. I want the seller to be happy. I want the buyer to be happy. And so, you know what, they're going to say, hey, I bought my boat through Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Those guys are great. Go check them out. So everything goes around. What goes around comes around in this business, is in most businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And in many cases, as you would know, that, like you said, what comes around goes around. Many of your clients will buy a boat and come around a year or two later. They will come back to you for selling and buying to probably upgrade. I'm sure you run into that.
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot. And, again, that comes down to good customer service. You know, I treat everybody the same way if they're buying a $10,000 boat or a $200,000 boat. It doesn't matter to me. I treat everybody the same. Sometimes some folks might take something a little different, but again, I treat everyone the same with respect, and I want everybody on both sides to be happy, and then when they're done, they can bring their boat on over to Wolf Marine.
Yeah, or hopefully it's there already and in the sales dock, and it will find a good home for it there, right in the harbor.
For sure. So tell me, what are we looking at as far as ice levels and snow and flooding? What have you heard? You're my expert here.
You know, early indications are not looking good, you know, with the snow levels. I guess there's several indications here. First thing they look at are snow levels. Frost levels are another thing, and also what the moisture content in the soil is. And all indications right now indicate that we are going to be in prime flood conditions. It's unfortunate. We're hoping for the best. And it all depends upon, you know, what type of a melt we have. That's one of the biggest things. And how much moisture we get during the melt. You know, nobody really knows. I guess I haven't really talked to any what I would consider professionals on it. But those that I have talked to are thinking, I was told, somewhere around the 690 foot range, which is about, unfortunately, about 3 feet in our building, which, if I remember right, is somewhere around the 1969 flood levels. So, you know, that can change also. Like I said, it all depends upon the melt and the moisture we get during the melt, and what conditions, not only around here, but also what they are down south and up north. So, you know, there's so many variables right now that I'd hate to say one way or another, but that's something that I'm definitely going to look into a little closer, and I will let our listening audience out there know exactly what I come up with there.
Yeah, well, and you know, it's pretty nice, and not the best case scenario, but you know, these are cabins on the water, so until they can't get on the dock, they can still, you know, get down to their boat, they can enjoy it.
you know, the no wake will probably be out there, and it's kind of tough to get out there with all the, you know, the debris that's floating in the water. But, you know, at least you can get down to your boat. You can sit on your boat. It's a cabin.
Yep.
Get in that engine compartment and clean it out.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything else. But you can watch TV. You can play games. You can have guests over. It's a cabin on the water.
Yeah, and as long as the levels remain around 687 for us on the St. Croix River, you know, we will be okay. Some of the docks will be tough to get to. The ramps will be underwater. Anything over and above the 687 level, it gets a little hairy for us. So, you know, and at that point in time, the best spot for and the safest spot for the boats is in the water, in their slips. The docks should be fairly secure at that that level. Anywhere's up even into the 690, as long as we don't get some really severe winds with that. Sometimes in the springs here, we will be scrambling. Sometimes, especially if we have threatening flood conditions, that we're going to be putting these boats in the water. So, you know, I encourage people to get down to their boats and do what they can as early as possible in the spring here.
So what is the ice level? What are you getting some thick levels out there?
We are. I would assume in many cases we're still right around 2 foot of ice, and it's good ice. It's hard, clear ice. It's something that I'm not real happy about, but there's nothing that I can do about it.
Yeah, well, I know those ice fisher people that are still out on the Croix there, and they're I swear, I drive by there every day, and those guys are out there, and they go to the last minute, so... I have a bad feeling they're going to be out there a little bit longer this year.
Yeah, it's. I think the ice conditions are still really good for even for the cars that are driving out there. It's the snow now that's prohibiting them to drive very well on the ice. So
sure.
Well, we are coming. Oh, I'm sorry, there, John. We are coming up to the end of our show here, so it flew by once again, but I want to throw my name out there one more time. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. You got a boat, want to get it on the St. Croix, give us a call, 651-439-2341. John.
My name is John Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 575 Main Street North in Stillwater. I've got an office in Prescott, Wisconsin. TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, John, and everybody. We appreciate you listening, and stay tuned. In 2 weeks, we will have a new show, and we'll talk to you all then. Thank you much.